Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, guys, it's always a blessing and privilege to come before you here at Hilton Manor. And I tell you, whenever you stand on a watch wall of faith, it's always a privilege because he's counted you worthy. I tell you, not by anything that I've done, but just being faithful unto him. You know, I want to just talk with you briefly for a few moments on Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to read 4 to 8. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 4 through 8. Yes, Philippians chapter 4. And it's always good to get some confirmations from the Lord. I was looking at where to go, but this morning on my little iPod, I pulled up the verse for the day and it came from Philippians. And I tell you, it was such a great confirmation. So here's what we're going to read the scripture here. It says this. Verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Listen to this. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." In the last verse here, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Amen. Let's pray. Father God, as once again we come, Lord, just, Lord, to sit at your table today, Lord God, to partake of your word. Lord God, we just ask right now that you let me decrease and you increase, Lord, that your word may go forth and be edifying to the hearer. And Lord, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and surely all the glory. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I love Philippians. Everybody knows Philippians. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me." But verse 4 starts a thing saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Now, when you think about that, you say, how in the world can we rejoice in the Lord always? Even though we're going through some tough situations, we're going through sickness in our bodies, we ain't got no money to bank, and we're lonely. How in the world can we rejoice in the Lord? Well, the good news is joy doesn't come based on circumstances. Joy comes based on Christ. Now, it would have been different if he said, "Be happy." Happy is based on happenings or circumstances. But he said, "Rejoice in the Lord." And I like the word "re" there. It's something that we got to keep doing. And Joe read a verse here, "Encourage yourself in the Lord." Many a times as Christians, we're on the battlefield. We don't see anyone getting saved. Nobody's feeling the passion that we're feeling. Nobody's joining us. And sometimes we get discouraged. But we have to rejoice in the Lord. Not in ourselves. Not in what we're doing. We can never rejoice in the Lord if we're looking at what we can do or based on circumstances. Remember, circumstances change, but the joy of the Lord doesn't. Because you can rejoice in the good time and you can rejoice in the bad time. The point is all about focus. You know, I like Nehemiah when he was building the walls of, well, going to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And there was a great breach there. And Nehemiah, the Lord impressed upon Nehemiah's heart to go rebuild the walls. But it was a great task. And when Nehemiah went, you know, the people tried to discourage them. Sanballat and all those guys tried to discourage. But Nehemiah said he had to encourage himself in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.